Well, all the Thai forest masters seem to give very clear presentations of the way they the way they attained or found a peace of mind. I'm wondering if there's anything written about how Bangkok was reacting to these forest masters who are finally coming out and saying, actually, attainment is possible, and how they were answering when Ajahn Mun, Ajahn Mahabua, all of these masters said, yeah, it's...
First they're Northeasterners, so they're not really, it's kind of, they're pretty weird anyway, on that level. So it wasn't really, didn't really take much attention. And then there was a certain amount of suspicion and mostly just kind of indifference. And then there was a bit of suspicion. And the but generally it was sort of, you know, often in northeast of Thailand, I mean, in those days communication was not all that universal. So there was mostly word of mouth, and so it was mostly word of mouth in, you know, amongst circles of practitioners, so that there started to be a slow momentum of people who were interested. But mostly it was, you know, hardly even recognized in Bangkok or Central Thailand. It was just... Ajahn Lee was the first of the forest monks to go to Central Thailand. It was more on the east, kind of east coast, not sort of Bangkok area, but so that people started to gain faith in him and the tradition. The biggest impact was probably in the the 1960s, when the king and queen started to get interested, and that put a whole stamp of authority on. So that it's hard to underestimate how important that was. It's also so I was actually just showing Debbie some pictures yesterday of my trip to Thailand, and one of the talks that I gave a day long in English, and one of the people who came for the afternoon session is a former is a police general, former head of security for the king, and he was the person who took John Coleman, who was a contemporary of Goenkaji, and to Burma to learn how to meditate, and So, you know, there started to be within those circles, the kind of royal circles, and that was a big effect.